Hi. In our previous episode, we talked about who we are and how we became hooked on personal development and why we created a vision for our lives on all levels, so holistically. And we also shared that when we started coaching, we truly found out that we love to help people to unlock their true potential as well.
Yeah, indeed. And if we take the coaching into like a bigger, higher level, we see the need for a thing as GrowTribute. And today in this episode, we want to talk about what we see happening in a broader scope with high achievers, people with ambition, people who are at the beginning of their lives, let's say, and and also on which problems we base GrowTribute, so to say.
And of course, what GrowTribute is going to do, in a nutshell, we will keep it short. And of course, what you can expect in the coming time.
Yeah.
But first, Rochelle, can you share a little bit of what we've seen while coaching? What we saw happening?
Well, I think that the people we coach are automatically people that are looking for more and are super ambitious. And I mean, we're not only talking about entrepreneurs here, but also people that are just graduating or people that just started their first or second job and people with ideas, let's say. And what we see happening is that many of them come to us with this, let's say, request of, you know, I'm doing this, but I'd rather do that. Or I know what I like, but I'm not doing it at my work. Things like that. And I think that what happens all the time is that people who have dreams and goals and ambitions still have a lot of limiting beliefs on why they cannot do what they would truly want to do.
Yeah. And that is when they have a plan, that's when they have a vision, they know what they should be doing, but some haven't thought about these things much. And some don't even know, okay, what is their true calling and what mm-hmm. should they do?
Yeah, so you see that many people just study what interests them at the age of 18, let's say. But that when they get into the graduation phase, they find out that they are working in something that makes sense to their studies, as in they're doing what they're good at, but they're not doing what they love or what they are interested in.
So they check the boxes. But
yeah, so indeed they did what made sense for the beaten path to just do, for instance, a bachelor's and a master's or an academic degree in general, and then they find the first job or do a traineeship, and many of them just all of a sudden have like an insight of, but hey, I don't know, I think this is not my interest. And if I continue in this field, will I be stuck in it? And that feeling of, I think, like, actually like holding the throat, I think that's when people start thinking about a better future.
Yeah. Yeah, and we see some other problems happening as well, especially in these times.
Mm-hmm.
What we see happening is that a lot of people really don't have buffers, savings,
mm-hmm.
so an emergency fund. So, yeah, I think that comes from a lack of financial education that we didn't have at school.
No, indeed. And it's, you know, when you think about dreams and goals, then if you know what you financially need to get there, then you also need to save up for that. And some people forget that then fun things must come second.
Yeah, and health, perhaps especially mental health now.
Yeah, so we also talk to people that are working from home by themselves, meaning that they live by themselves or in a dorm room, and now finally are with themselves, meaning that they are alone, but also alone with their thoughts, and start being lonely in the sense that they still are in touch with a lot of people, but feel that they're stuck with themselves for the first time, because before they had all these social things going on, being able to just like fade out or just mm-hmm. numb themselves out, and mm-hmm. now life isn't that fun anymore, and they see that, hey,
it's emptiness.
Yeah, it's emptiness, but it's also a feeling of, this is who I am, you know.
Yeah, and something else, fear is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people know, okay, this is what I should be doing. This is the job I should take, or I should move. But then there are these fears. What if I fail?
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps what if I succeed? What will happen? I when I change.
Yeah, indeed, because many people already stop living their dream before they started because they're afraid of, for instance, themselves, but also of their environment. So what will my friends think of me? What will my parents say if I quit my first job? But also, can I handle this? So more on a personal level, am I even ready for myself and my own success? And what if I fail?
Yeah, and pressure of big life events. So people, as they start to get older, starting to feel this pressure of, okay, I should be doing this, my friends are doing that. Mm. So I think overall, it's a matter of finding your own way, finding your own values, creating your own future that actually suits you.
Yeah, and in that sense, many people, if you ask them, say, you know, I don't want to change my life completely and transform it to someone else. Rather, what I do during my daytime, so which means for most of us work, I would like to do something of meaning and to be part of a mission, to sell something that is actually valuable to the customer, or be part of a culture that actually cares about well-being of both the employee and the customer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the topics where we actually based Growtribute on, mm-hmm. Being a combination of grow and contribute. Really that urge for, especially in our generation, of finding meaning, finding meaningful work. That is something that we will address because it is possible to find something that is, it is of meaning to you, that you feel you're solving a problem that you are compelled by, but also something that brings in money at the same time and, mm-hmm. and lets you grow on a personal level.
Indeed.
So that combination is possible, but you have to first come up with a plan and with a vision and visualize it first, and then the rest follows.
Yeah. So that is indeed another problem that we see, and therefore we started Growtribute, is the fact that many people say they have the idea of changing jobs to something more meaningful or start a business that is more meaningful, but they lack a plan.
Yeah, and that is another thing that we will focus on. It's the overarching vision. Mm-hmm. So not only on your career, but also on your relations, on your health, on your finance. These big life themes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about making a plan? And a plan for us is always based on an ideal version. So if you allow yourself to dream, mm-hmm. to think, okay, what is possible, and then you write that down, then you can make goals based on that dream.
Indeed.
And these goals are attainable. Because goals you can make out of goals, you can make actions.
Yeah, exactly that. And I think that for many people, it's also the next step. So when they know they have to make a plan, they feel overwhelmed because there's so much out there. Let's say you need to learn a few skills in order to make your next step. Then they feel like, where should I start? Or I don't have that money. Or it's like a big decision to do that because it will change my blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I think for lots of people, they don't know where to start and how to start. And also they kind of, once they make a change or start making a change, they feel that they don't have the support of the people that were surrounding them. And once you start growing and your environment doesn't really grow or doesn't understand your growth, I think that's also very important, it's going to be very hard to change just by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, and as said, there is something like personal growth, but also contribution, the added value you want to have in your career.
Yeah.
So in that combination, I think is very important, and oftentimes it's more about either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about growing as a person, personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's not a, it can become a little bit shallow because you try to become more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
But you sometimes don't look for, okay, how can I help others by becoming stronger?
Right.
And vice versa, if you are constantly looking for, okay, what can I change? Where can I add value? But you don't come from a place of solid personal growth, you have less to give.
Yeah.
So I think in that combination lies a lot of power.
Indeed. So for the one, it would be, you know, being too selfish, too much focused on yourself. And for the other, it would be too much focus on a mission and forgetting about your own strengths and skills and your own personal needs, which will give fulfillment. And exactly, that's what we're going to do, that combination.
So, after doing the coaching and being so immersed in all the personal growth over the last years, we decided now to start Growtribute, take everything to the next level and help people to unlock their personal growth and their contribution.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, we want to keep it simple because, as we said, there's a lot of overwhelm in the field of self-development. People are not very aware of it. They don't know where to start, etc. We feel that this process is, it should be clear and it should be visible to you on, let's say, four levels.
Yeah. Yeah, we will help you with a Growtribute on getting clear on an ideal life based on four broad themes. So yourself, consisting of course, your mental and your physical health, your relations, family, friends, mentors, love relationship, your career, of course, also has a lot of aspects nowadays. It's not only something that pays the bills, but it's much more. Mm-hmm. And your financial life, which is not only how much you make, but of course also how much you save, how much you invest, and your system and your money mindset.
Yeah, and not only invest in the market, let's say in stocks, but investing in yourself again as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, indeed. So then we have a circle. Yeah. And yeah, of course, these are a lot of topics, but we try to just keep it very simple so you can play on those four levels and just get to your potential.
Yeah. And what we'll practically do is, apart from just helping you make that plan, we'll also share content on a weekly basis based on one of the four themes. Yeah. So meaning that 1 week is always coined your finance or yourself, etc. Yeah. And in that week, we'll talk and share about that content. For instance, if we're talking about yourself, it could be mindset. And then we'll talk to an expert about how to change your mindset, how to do limiting beliefs or get rid of them, etc.
So we make this content very accessible, and we tell you, okay, this is content based on this topic, and all this content, all the resources that we share will help you to make the steps towards your ideal life. Mm-hmm. And you can, and for yourself, we will help you with keeping an overview of, okay, this is where I in the end want to be. Mm-hmm. This is where I stand. And these are the steps that I'm going to take in the coming weeks or the coming months.
Yeah, and as we said, it's going to be very hard if you do this by yourself. And therefore, we believe it's one of our added values to be a community of like-minded people. Yeah. People that are also change makers, people that want to contribute to something more than themselves. And therefore, we want to make a community of people that, you know, kind of, uplift each other, but also keep each other accountable and support each other when it gets hard, or just be available for a chat.
Yeah, that's also going to be an important thing. You don't have to do it alone. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a combination of a fully personalized process because it's about your life. It's about your progress. That's going to be only you. Mm-hmm. But you are going to be helped by others in the community. Yeah,
and talking about ideal, you know, there's no ideal that we put up as objective. Ideal, let's say ideal health or ideal career, is all personal. So you define the boundary that you can get to, like the most ideal version of that for you. We're not going to tell you that. We're just going to help you, support you, and actually kind of dare you to think even bigger and dream big.
Yeah, because your success and your fulfillment is something that is totally individual. Mm. And it's not something you can compare yourself with others. And it's indeed exactly what we don't want. We don't want people to just follow societal expectations and to just become more of themselves.
Exactly that. And I think that, you know, when we look at societal expectations, many of us have heard what success means in the form of, for instance, checking milestones, checking boxes. And we want to dare you to think outside any box and just think of what does success and fulfillment and meaningfulness mean to me, and how do I want to implement that in my life?
Yeah. So this is all part of our mission to help, to empower an entire generation to reach their potential, and also bring their contribution to the world.
Yeah.
What they have inside of them.
Whatever that might mean to you. And we're looking for people that, you know, are doing what they love and feel that they are giving off the right energy and can inspire others by doing what fits them. And in the end, it all comes down to, we think that you can be of value, you can be happy, you can be meaningful once you live your life on your own terms. And that's what we really want to encourage you.
Yeah. So, what can people expect in the coming weeks?
So I think most practically spoken, we have four themes, as we said, and every week we'll just touch upon one of them. We'll share content. And again, we're not going to be telling you how to change on mindset and health. We actually bring in experts. So people that have, you know, made it in that field in their terms, people that can inspire you to look at it differently, and just give away tips, also in the forms of books and other things to read and listen to. Furthermore, we're also very interested in, you know, what kinds of topics you want to hear about more, what you want to learn from, and maybe you know people that are like up to something that we should really look out for. And furthermore, yeah, just sign up for our platform. You'll get email updates, and through those email updates, you'll also receive the podcast episodes and more content, but we'll also give you an update on when our program starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, all exciting right. Times.
Yeah, that was it, I think.
Indeed.
Yeah, very exciting.
Indeed.
Thank you guys. Thanks for listening and watching. Ciao.